Thanks for joining us, Sunshines. Some great days ahead. Plenty of racing for us. Western Cape on the Saturday. KZN back in the Western Cape on Tuesday. Really looking forward to it. My mates and I become regulars at Kenilworth. I'm sure we'll be there tomorrow. First race commences 5 minutes past 12. It's the second leg of the Winter Series, proudly sponsored by World Sports Betting. I'm sure we'll be there at a quarter past 11. We don't have to worry about the buy pots until the second, but let's go to race one. Off at 5 minutes past 12. Powered by Hollywood Bets, we are. www.hollywoodbets.net. Here is your betting on race number one. Seeking the One is quoted just over 14 to 10. Stratospheric is at 2.27 to 1. There has been some good support for Seeking the One. Stratospheric opened 5 to 2 and 3's back into 2.27 to 1. They actually met behind a horse called Charles Dickens on that occasion. Seeking the One, who, by the way, is a half-brother to Seeking the Stars, had the beating of Stratospheric by about a length. Out of that form line came a horse called Yellow Porsche Road, who won recently at restrictive odds and won very well in Cape Town. Stratospheric then runs second behind Michael Faraday. So on the form line, the 8, Seeking the One, has the hold on the 9 by a length, but I think we may see a turnaround there and the 800,000 purchase. Stratospheric get it right under Grant van Niekerk. By the way, the winning form, I see Mr. van Niekerk was personality of the week. Confidence is the key, he says, and he mentions one of his horses later on the programme that's running, and I really do like. We'll get on to that later, though. So that is the first. Race 2 at 12.40 is the start of the buy pot. I've said it on numerous occasions. Mike Bass website, you have to go and visit that. They give the full breakdown comments on each of their runners. I thought the second race start of the buy pot was very, very tricky, but a great boost in confidence, the comments coming from the Bass stable. Lamar, they say, ready to win now and looks one of our best for the day. I'll repeat that. Ready to win now and looks one of our best for the day, Lamar. Maybe you want to take your chances now in the buy pot after that comment. That is your favourite with Hollywood, is Lamar, who's currently, I believe, at around 14 to 10. There are some very nicely bred sorts in this race, and also a horse I think that could improve, is at a big price, is a horse called Cider House Rules. He was very, very green on debut. I am expecting some improvement then. I think an inclusion in the quartets and the trifectas. King Mo is also fancied. I wasn't crazy on King Mo. That is at 33 to 10. There's another one I want to mention. Cosmic Event is a two-year-old colt, a half-brother to the very promising Cosmic Highway. And then also Space Explorer, I thought was well-related. Safe Return, Mr. Cops, but that one is completely ignored in the betting market. 25 to 1, bottom of the boards currently, race 2. Race 3 is the first leg of the Place Accumulator. Scratcher is in Nara's Dynasty, number 4. Now, what about this horse, Camille Claudel? Camille Claudel, they say the following on the website. She will take a power of beating in this race, is what they've got to say about the filly, the daughter of Trippy. And I think we all expect that. The second to Lady Mystico, and last time out, second again, will take a power of beating. There's another one I want to mention. The favourite's very short, at around 6 to 10. But I think this is a good one on the card in the third. There's one I want to mention to improve, and that is Betty Boop, who's at 10 to 1. Number one, Betty Boop, a half-sister to Affirmation, and also related to Elle's My Daddy. I like a little bit of Betty Boop. So for trifectas and quartets, that's the way I would be leaning behind the very short-priced favourite in race 3. Race 4, the first leg of the pick 6, has run over the 6 furlongs. And year number 2, Butterfly Beauty, is at 5 to 2. Gypsy Express from the Eric Sands Yard and Richard Faree, quoted at 2.86 to 1. Then we've got number 4, Golden Hostess, who is priced up at 3.33 to 1. I thought for the purposes of the Place Accumulator and the buy pot, I'd take my chances with number 2, Butterfly Beauty. By the way, there's another one I want to mention here. Shows some speed, apparently. Daisy Duke is a half-sister to Russian Rock. Daisy Duke is at 12 and a half to 1, a win 2-1 a place. But as I say, Butterfly Beauty the way I'm leaning in the fourth race. Race 5 on the card. I thought this was particularly tricky. Very, very competitive. You've got Adios Amigos, who is bidding for the hat trick. One has to say the same, of course, for Han Solo, number 2 on the card. If you have a look, Adios Amigos beats Sergei, who franked the form. A double charge won out of the last form line. Han Solo returns from a 112-day rest. Done very well with the blinkers on. Now, the betting for race 5, and we don't want to go too form, but there are a number of favourites on this programme that I do like. But Adios Amigos is a 3.33-1. Gallic Tribe is a 3.57-1. Keeps on running second, but I've gone through some of those form lines. 1.5 kg better off at the weights on this occasion, and I think that Gallic Tribe is a major runner. In fact, that's going to be my first choice in the race. But then I must mention possible lurkers over the page, and they are both from the Vaughan Marshall Yard. A horse called Paper Trail looks patently better at Durbanville, but I like Paper Trail. Drawn 2, Jabu Jacobs, the 54.5 kg. And then also Path of Choice. And if you go look at Path of Choice and the collateral form lines, there are some massive turnarounds at the weights here. Huge turnarounds of 8 kg, 7 kg, 4 kg. So Path of Choice, Smunga Kumalu is down to ride. Also, must have a chance in race number 5. We'll have that slide at the end, but I am going with Gallic Tribe, number 3 in race 5. Sixth race on the card is the listed World Sports Betting Storms Flay Stakes over 1,800 metres. Hollywood Bets racing in their silks will be the favourite. And that is number 3, Going Up, who's a 3-year-old daughter of Gimme the Green Light. Going Up is currently at 12.5-10. Maria Kirol, I was strong on Maria Kirol, but the worry for me there is the distance of the 1,800. Will she stay the 1,800? And then you've got She's a Rainbow and the others. Forrest Forever, number 5, is out of the weights, but the Bashyard did say that this could be good each-way value in race 6. I am leaning with Going Up. I think she's going to do well over this distance of 1,800. Maria Kirol is going to be my second choice in race 6. Race 7, the Grade 3 World Sports Betting Legal Eagle Stakes over the 1,800. Pekaya. It is the second run after the rest. And the gelding, I think, far better than last time and could turn it all around. So I know this horse has been costly to follow. Highly, highly touted. What's the price currently on Pekaya? Future Prince is 18-10. Gem King is at 2-1. Pekaya is at 33-10. And actually, Grand van Niekerk spoke highly of Pekaya, and he thought that maybe we should give this one another chance. I read that, but went through the form, and some of those runs, we know that massive, massive runs against such quality. Pekaya must be better than the last start, and the gelding and the rest, second run back. That's the one for me in race 7. Race 8 is run over 1,000 metres. This is a merit-rated 76 handicap. Mar Black returns from a 109-day rest from the Bassyard. Mar Black is at 5-2. Different Face is at 5-2. That import, whose merit rating has now dropped. And also, What a State is at 5-2. I like a little bit of a roughie for a place here. Super Series over the page. Number 7 from a merit rating 89 is now down to a 68. I thought that she could be competitive in this race. By the way, the 10, African Winter, is a non-participant. So I'm going with Mar Black and Super Siri as my top two. Race 9 is off at 16.55. What's in a Dream is 5-2. Raising Quinn is 5-1. What do they have in common? They're both from the Mike Bass Yard. I'm actually going with a stable companion. This is going to be my value bet for the day. Golden Dar, who's drawn 2. Craig Zaki was down to ride. I hope that is going to be the case. I think she'll run well for Craig. I think a lot better than her last effort is Golden Dar. So that is my each-way horse for the day. Some respect there for Rewrite the Stars in race number 9. We'll have the place accumulator numbers for you in a moment. It is not going to be an expensive perm at all. So that's racing on the Saturday at Kenilworth. Remember, it's on the winter course, very importantly. We look forward to that. Hopefully we hit them hard. I'll be back for KZN on the Sunday. Plenty more to come. Have a good one, sunshine. See you next time. Thanks for joining me. Bye-bye.